home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
No, Paul, don't you even dare say a word. I'm going to press another button here.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves, and on the big screen, we're live from Hollywood. It's Super J Radio with your host, Garrett Miller, starring Paul and Matt.
There we go.
There we go.
Now we're. You know how that all works? Is when I set up the show, it already has that one intro pre-programmed for everything, and all I have to do is press one button, and it will change it to the right intro. And, of course, did I do that when I set it up the other day? No.
Yeah. Everybody knows that your blonde isn't real.
I know, but you sometimes you would think it sinks right into the root.
Absolutely. That's fun, God. Though.
Well, happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Haven't talked to you in forever.
I know. It's been too long. So what's new in your world, Paul?
Actually, I've just been working on the specials that we're doing, and we've got a bunch of guests coming up. I'm not going to say anybody just yet until we're confirmed on dates, but I've got people that are actually saying, I know, and people are actually saying, like, yeah, sure, why not? It'll be fun. So that's fun. I do have Frank from New York. Miss Viola is calling in a little bit to talk about Mrs. Kasha Davis and a show that he just did with Darian Lake and what he's doing for drag in upstate New York. I mean, upstate New York.
That was fun.
Well, the thing is, it's known for Corn and Glass, the Corn and Glass music atmosphere.
Right, yeah.
You know, and we went down there a few years ago to see Suzanne Westenhofer, and it was like, oh my God, there's like gay people down here. I mean, other than, you're surly lesbians and things like that, but it really has a hopping gay life. And Frank is doing his damnedest to bring decent entertainment and kind of notch everything up a little bit. So I'm really proud of him and can't wait to talk to him about that. What's new in Garrett world?
Oh, the list is long. I've got so much stuff I'm working on. It's literally minutes after we're done with the show today. I am racing up to Hollywood to have lunch with, and I'm going to be really vague because I have to be vague because I can't say anything until it's, you know, the ink is dry. But we've all agreed in, you know, context that this is going to work. I'm going up to meet with one of Hollywood's legendary disco singer-songwriters of epic proportions. If I mentioned the name, you would actually flip your lid, Paul. But we're going to be working on a new song that is going to be disco-inspired, and it's going to be something that's coming up for a new project that I'm involved with. So I'm very excited about that. So I think we're going to be doing some lyric and melody writing today. And so that's on store for the better part of my Saturday. So I'm very excited about that. And I'll be having a new project. You know, I'm what, three singles into Blonde Jesus, and I'm already into the next album, but I'm going to be starting a new album that may be done a lot sooner than even I'm expecting. And that will change the course of history. And I'm very excited about that too. So vague. I hate it. You know, it's like when you read those Facebook posts and it's like, you know, for people who are, you know, this and that, and you know they're talking to one person. You know, quit being so passive aggressive and stop writing all these stupid vague posts. You sound like my mother. So, yeah.
Well, as long as you don't start a GoFundMe for it, I'm all set.
Well, you know, I struggle with that because I really want to do – you know, I have some really great projects that, you know, I'm just going to be real honest. I just don't have the bank account for it any longer.
Right.
And, you know, I know people are excited about it. I know people are, you know, like when, you know, the album came out last year, people went nuts over it. And that was really, really exciting. So I know that, you know, there's a fan base out there and I know there are people who support the projects, but, you know, everything is out there now from, you know, my random pet. You know, and say random,
right.
And that's like putting a knife in my heart because they're not random, but you know, for people, random's people, pets,
yep.
you know, they have this emergency or that emergency, and we need to, you know, please consider giving because, you know, with the bills are just so high. But then you see them going out to five-star, you know, restaurants eating, and you're like, you know, if I was really that concerned about the pet, I probably wouldn't be posting pictures of social media begging for money, you know, right next to the one of me going out to a five-star restaurant that probably cost $250. But, you know, I'm not – that's just me. But you get all these, you know, the crazy things that are going on. But
I know.
I'm begged today, and I apologize.
No, you don't judge. I do, but you don't
judge.
Okay,
that's your job.
Which is nice. Yeah, it's my job. It's like, no, I judge. It's, you know, hey – I needed a new Coach wallet, but I'm not starting a fucking Indiegogo for Coach wallet.
Right, right.
I'll just have to get on my knees and get it the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. No shit.
Oh, actually, speaking of that, I will bring up there is a Tumblr for Super Gay Radio. It's tumblr.com SuperGayRadio XXX. The link is on the Facebook page, and the password is pegfucka. No capitals. Pegfucka.
Of course.
Well, and you can get in.
You know, between Paul and I, Paul and I will ping each other during the week and say, I've got this idea or I've got that idea. So, you know, between us, I told Paul earlier, I said, whatever you want to do, Paul, I think is great because that you're going to do something that's it's fun, probably inappropriate, and I know a lot of people will – enjoy it on many, many different levels. So I'm glad that that's there. So go to the Super Gay Radio page on Facebook. You'll find the link and the password and go sign up. That would be cool.
The thing is, I'm just all about inappropriate. I really am. And I mean, thankfully, some of the people that I've asked to come on as guests, I've been sexually harassing for years, you know, and finally it's going to pay off for me. So,
right. It's about time.
Absolutely. You know,
jeez,
but
Louise,
again, that's
why harass around here.
Oh, I know. But that's why Tony G down in New Jersey, I want to thank you so much for tweeting that the show is not for kids. And I think round them up and show them a Barney video or something, because it's certainly not going to be anything you want your children to hear.
No, not even your fur kids. You want to put the fur kids underneath a blanket and, you know, protect them.
Mine go nuts. As soon as I start broadcasting, my dogs go fucking nuts.
I know. I hear them in the background. Like, what are they doing today?
My Frank, Bastion, he's the little fat one that just, he'll sit there and he'll eat a whole bowl of food and then sit there with his sad eyes like, you know, I could eat.
I could have another.
Yeah, he gets energy like once a week, and it just happens every time I pick up the microphone.
Does he think that you're eating up there, a bowl of cornflakes or something, or what?
No, he really goes on my mood. When I start getting amped up, he gets amped up. And in a second, he'll just lay down and he'll be like, that's enough of that. I'm tired. I'm done with that. His favorite word is he'll follow me around the house and just kind of stare at me. And all I have to do is say, you want to go sit? And he runs over to my recliner and stands in front of it, waits for me to pick him up, sit in the recliner with me.
Aren't pets funny, you know?
Oh, they're hysterical. I love them. I like pets. I mean, I've got grandkids. We raise kids. I got grandkids. I love pets more than children, because pets rarely grow up to become a crushing disappointment.
True.
And you can legally crate them.
Well, you know, and that is a good thing. Well, you can legally crate your kids too. You just can't tell anybody about it.
If that's where the legal part comes in.
Oh, God, the legal part. You know, it's funny.
It's not that I haven't had a boy locked up in a crate in my bedroom before. It's
Back in the day.
Absolutely.
Well, it's funny. You know, the dogs always love being right under my feet most of the time until I get ready to do the show. And then Bill is usually the one that he'll – and Bill is, you know, he's the biggest baby of all of them. And, you know, out of the five dogs, you know, I've got the three personalities of Bill, Angie, and Jenny. And Bill is definitely like the new soul to the world. Angie's the old soul, and Jenny's the middle soul. And you know this just by the way they look at you and their mannerisms and their personalities. But Bill will come up here, and none of the dogs really bark. But he'll come up and he'll whimper and sit down, or he'll whimper and try to stand on the chair, or, you know, get his paws up on the chair, and he's like, "Papa, you got to pick me up. You're on air." And so I'll pick him up and he'll sit here for a few minutes and he's like, "I'm totally done with this." And he gets down and he runs around, comes back over and sits and does the whole thing. And I said, "Bill, we're doing the show. I can't have you, you know, playing these games all the time."
Right.
But he loves to be up and watch the computer and just hang out. Now, Eric, on the other hand, loves to actually have I'll hold him, but he prefers to have his paws on the desk. And if he can touch the keyboard, that's even better. Right? 'Cause I really think he was like Harry Reasoner in a prior life.
I love Eric. Eric is absolutely my favorite of all of your fur children. I have loved Eric from the beginning.
Everybody just clicks with him.
Yeah, because he's got such personality that comes across as, "Why are you looking at me?"
Right.
And I love him for that. I love him for that. Actually, I want to take one second because my notes reminded me of something. Notes are wonderful. I used to tease
friends. Notes are great things.
Your Thursday LGBTQ radio on blogtalkradio.com/Garrett Miller that can be heard 7 p.m. on Thursday Pacific, 10 p.m. East. I listen to it on Friday morning with coffee. But I couldn't believe a story about Jim J. Bullock came up this week.
Can you believe it?
I think I told you before even Thursday that I had the story about Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we didn't prompt Mel or Janice to bring up.
I know. It was so weird. I was listening. I was like, "Oh my fucking God, this is so strange." So now I have to tell the story.
Oh, I need to hear it.
2000, I want to say six. Frank was on I've Got a Secret on the Game Show Network, the gay version, him and Suzanne Westenhofer. And on his radio show, Frank DeCaro's show on OutQ, he had Jim J. Bullock on as a guest because he was doing something with Broadway or whatever. And I ended up calling in and reminding Frank, or letting Frank know, that Jim had done I've Got a Secret on the Women's Entertainment Network for the previous 2 years. And just, you know, that when that contract was up, he went on and then they moved over to Game Show Network. And so Frank was amazed that I knew that, but I used to watch, I love the Women's Entertainment Network. And Frank kind of got a little snotty with me, as he was known to do time to time, and said, "Now that you've called in with information, do you have a question for our guest?" And I said, "Well, actually, yeah, Mr. Bullock, I just want to know, have you ever tried topping anybody?" And there was dead air for a moment. And he came back and said, "Yes, once."
Oh my gosh.
Fucking died. Frank almost fell off the stool, laughing so hard. You could hear Doria snickering. And Jim J. Bullock was such a doll. He just went with it, had a good time. It was just so much fun. Because Frank loves telling the story now, and he tells it on stage about him saying cunt to Julie Andrews.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
The thing is I asked the most inappropriate question long before he even thought
you set the standard. You planted that seed.
Absolutely. So, but he was and I was asked afterwards not to ask questions like that on air anymore.
Why?
Some guests, I guess, would get uncomfortable with it or whatever, and I don't know.
Isn't that funny?
I know. I wouldn't, but the thing is, I kind of get it. And like an international audience and yada, yada. But I mean, to me, I would love for people to ask me questions that I'd never had asked before.
So, you know, kind of like, and again, we're not going to be sitting here talking about, remember that old episode? So we're not going to turn into Frank DeCaro talking about old episodes of My Mother of the Car, but we do have some fond memories that we do like to share that are almost relevant and almost recent. But, you know, I always say, remember the time when...
that's the thing. And I do, I'm going to be doing probably OutQ Memories Forever only because it was around for 12 years. I did it for 12 years, but it, yes, people, the show isn't going to be all out to. I don't get paid that kind of money.
But, I mean, it's a high six-figure deal that you have with us here, Paul, but, you know, outside of that.
Well, and endorsements. I just want to endorse Boy Butter. I really want. I really, really, really want
to get
Boy Butter
to be a sponsor on the show
and sponsor me. I really do. I would love Boy Butter to sponsor me and Tantus Toys to sponsor me.
Then we'll have them on and we can talk about the product and do giveaways.
And that's the thing, you know. And they go together. I could, you know, combine advertising because Boy Butter is great with a Tantus butt plug.
There we go. There you go. For all of you out there who didn't know that, Boy Butter. Many purposes.
Absolutely. Boy Butter is the best. It is the Cadillac of lube. Absolutely, positively. Yep.
Speaking of game shows, as one might do just a moment ago. By the way, if you didn't know this, I've actually stood next door to Jim J. Bullock's home.
Really?
Yes. It was quite fascinating. There was a door and stucco on the wall. It's true.
And so
it's
did you knock?
No, he wasn't home. He was on tour. But I was there when I was helping out as a PA for Child of the 70s with, you know, Michael Vaccaro, who's been on the show, Terry Ray. But Terry Ray, they filmed a lot of the series in Terry Ray's condo slash apartment. And Jim J. Bullock lives next door. So I've stood next to where Jim J. Bullock lives.
He's a super sweet guy. He's very down to earth. He's very, very sweet. He'd love you. He really, really would like
to. I'd love to meet him sometime, but I guess he's busy being a big Broadway star or something like that. So he's doing all kinds
of
stuff.
He's in Kinky Boots now.
Yeah.
He went from Hairspray to Kinky Boots. So I don't know if he's blowing Harvey Fierstein for these roles or not. I wouldn't blame him if he did.
Somebody's got to.
Harvey's a sweetheart, too. He's another one that was wonderful.
Okay, can I ask, do you know why Harvey Fierstein has such a gravelly voice? Because he's had that forever, and you don't get that from smoking Camels when you're 30 years old.
No, that's his voice.
That's a trademark, but it's just, you know, it's like, wow.
Everybody pay. It's that I think that's one of the things that made him stand out because he's a very good actor and very fetching looking, very theater looking, back when he first started. But what really made him stand out was that voice and just that gravelly, low rumble you just wanted from between your thighs. So
back to the game show thing, I wanted to make sure to bring up that next week, Friday and Saturday here in West Hollywood, Dennis Hensley, who, if you don't know who he is, you should know him and love him. You can go to DennisHensley.com and find out more. But he does a semi-annual benefit called the Mismatch Game, like the old match game with Gene Rayburn on, you know, on daytime TV. And he's got the Mismatch Game coming up this coming Friday and Saturday, March 11th and 12th. And it benefits the Los Angeles LGBT organization there. So if you want, tickets are on sale now, and they're $15. Showtimes both Friday and Saturday are at 8 p.m. On Friday, they have a lineup with Dennis Casillas. He plays Reba Arriba. Dante plays Jack Nicholson brilliantly. Rebecca Cochin plays Pamela Anderson. Amy Phillips is Teresa from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Miley Flanagan is Danny Bonaducci, and Craig Taggart plays Bette Midler. And if you've never been, you must go if you're in the LA area. It is so much fun. And plus, you get to gab with a bunch of people and make some friends. On Saturday, March 12th, they've got William Belli playing Jessica Simpson. Julie Brown is Simone, or someone hilarious. They haven't decided who Julie's going to be. I was going to say Simone hilarious. And I'm like, learn how to read, Garrett. That'd be great. Felix Pyre is Ricardo Montalban. Tom Link plays Zoe Deschanel. Nicole Payone plays Ariana Huffington. And Chris Pudlow, I need to put my glasses on, plays Juliet Lewis. So that'll be this coming Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th at the Renberg Theater. It's 1125 North McCadden Place in LA. Tickets are available at the LA LGBTCenter.org. They're $15. You really will have a great time. I've gone twice. And they will ask you ahead of time if you'd like to put your name in the bag to become a contestant on stage, you know, because they've got the quote unquote celebrities that are going to be answering all the questions. And then,
right.
you know, they need volunteers from the audience both times. And I don't know how random it is because it's happened both times, but I've been selected both times to be one of the contestants. And,
you're welcome.
Well, okay. Thank you, Paul. Well, the first time in all of Mismatch history, I got the most matches ever. I got a total of 8. And I think the old record was 6 or so, but I ended up going off, you know, they didn't have the number of things to go, you know, to flip over to show the
right.
number of questions. So I received that distinction the first time. The second time when I got called, I think I got 2 right or something like that. But the questions, you know, didn't lend themselves to have like, you know, the same obvious answer. The color of the sky is blue, you know. So it was the questions, you know, like da-da-da-da-da. Oh, you could have 25 answers.
No. The first one, you answered dildo, and everybody else said dildo. And I mean, that's just what it was.
That's what you do.
Yeah. I've been trying to get Dennis to take that show on the road for years.
It'd be but it's a lot of work.
Oh, it's a lot of work, but he could do so much good and make so much money, and just that would kill in Buffalo. Literally, it would kill in Buffalo, New York. It's such an amazing setup that he does.
Yeah.
And I really encourage people, go to Amazon.com and just search Dennis Hensley Books. He's an amazing writer.
He's a great writer.
Oh, my God.
He's a great interviewer, too.
Yes. Dennis, anyone, I always post on my Facebook page. I'll start posting for him, too, because people got to hear his podcast. He does incredible interviews for an hour with some of the most amazing, amazing people. And he's just a fun, nice guy. You know,
genuinely a nice guy. You just you meet him and you like him.
Yeah, and that's his problem. You know, if he was some big fucking asshole, no, really, if he was some big asshole, he'd have a huge fucking mansion up in the hills by now and be screwing people over left and right. But he's such a nice, down-to-earth guy, you know, and he's single, which just
blows
my mind, you know?
Well, he's also got great stories about his involvement with that network that no longer has the OutQ channel.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And with E! Entertainment Television and
mm-hmm.
with...
His stories are great.
Yeah, when he was on the first season of that Kathy Griffin and the D-List.
Mm-hmm. He was a season one gay.
I know, he is. He is. He was one of the original gays. But he's a sweetheart. I absolutely adore Dennis. And the wonderful thing is he knows who the fuck I am. And those are my favorite people.
Isn't that fun? Hey, let's do this. We're going to take a real quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with a special guest. And, Paul, I will let you do the honors of introduction right after this from Rainbow Brew.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
Paul, we have a special guest. I'll let you do the honors.
Oh, wonderful. We're going to be speaking with Frank from New York, who was a famed caller into both the Kara Show and the Focus Group Radio. He also plays Miss Viola, this wonderful, wonderful personality in Nowhereville, New York, that he's turning into a fucking gay drag mecca. He just put on an incredible show at the Starlight Room, I think it was, with Mrs. Kasha Davis. I can't remember the girl's name that was starts with an A, and Darian Lake. And now we're talking to, I'm just going to call him Frank from New York because I don't know if he wants me to give his real name away, but he's one of my favorite fucking people on the planet, and I absolutely adore him. So if anybody puts any shit on his wall or says anything mean to him, you will fucking answer to me. I will take my size 10 and a half shoe and stick it on your throat until you are purple. Hi, Frank. Welcome.
Hi, Paul. Hello. Oh, what a lovely introduction that was.
You're welcome.
Oh, high praise indeed from you. You don't like anybody.
Oh, you are so, I love what you're doing. And I was so disappointed that I couldn't come down for the Kasha table. Who is the queen that I can't think of her name, but starts with an A?
Yes, my wonderful friend Aggie Doon.
Aggie Doon. Thank
Aggie
you. I'm
Doon,
sorry,
yes.
Aggie. It's not that I remembered who you were. I just couldn't get the name. But so please tell us how you started drag and why.
Oh, boy. I never meant to do drag. I wasn't gay the first drag show I went to. I went to watch a friend. I was in college, and he was competing in this little Friday night competition in a now-defunct gay bar here in Elmira, New York, had called Angles. And it was called Fag Friday, Fabulous and Gorgeous Fridays. And he competed, and he won. And that next week, his little drag mother, Bianca, who's made her own name for herself, Bianca came to me and said, well, when are you going to perform? And I said, no, that's not really for me. I'm not gay. You know, that's not my thing. She goes, oh, no, sure, you're not gay. One thing led to another, and that next Friday night rolled around, and they called me and said, if you don't come down here and get ready, we're going to come to your house and drag you out, and you'll have to explain to your mother why. So I left the house immediately, went down, got all dialed up. They did me up. I went out. They made me compete, and I won. And from that moment on, that was 14 years ago, and I have been hooked.
And you're fabulous at it. I've seen the transformations.
Oh.
No, that you just did a huge photo shoot. And you are such a matriarch in drag.
I try.
You found a personality that really fits you. And
yeah.
Because you are completely two different people in and out of a dress.
And I think that's the difference with me than with a lot of other drag queens. I mm-hmm. have absolutely zero desire to look like a woman or to be a woman. And a lot of the younger girls want that very femme, very fishy kind of feel. They, you know, they enjoy the little mini skirts and all that, you know, that nonsense. And that's great. You know, if you can pull that off, wonderful. I couldn't pull that off with, you know, a tub of Crisco and the jaws of life. But for me, it's
no,
very
but I
much,
have other uses for those things.
I'm sure you do. But for me, it's very much as if, you know, when Dustin Hoffman played Tootsie and when Robin Williams played Mrs. Doubtfire, she's a character I've created that really lets me break that. I've done theater my entire life, and I've never been what always frustrated me was I couldn't break the fourth wall. I always hated that because you know the audience is laughing, and you know you want to interact with them, but you're not allowed to. And this lets me do that every single time I get on stage.
Right, and that's the. I mean, I did drag forever ago. My problem is, I'm me the same when I'm sitting at home, when I was at work, when I was working, when I'm out. This is what you see is what you get. I don't really, mm-hmm. I don't change that much. I tone down my language and I don't say fuck and I don't say cunt as much. In certain situations, church, funerals. But other than that, I don't have that alter personality. This is just it. But I loved being on stage. I loved emceeing shows and doing things like that. And I like the comedy aspect of it. And that's the thing is you do lip syncing. I mean, professional fucking lip syncing, and you've got the comedy and voice, and you just got the whole package, and I just love it that you're not 22, you're not a size
not,
4,
no.
You
no,
know,
no,
but you go out there
you,
and you fucking
you.
Work
nice
it. Oh, absolutely.
Well, you have to own it. I mean, you have to accept the size you are. You have to accept the age you are, because if you pretend to be anything other than what you are, it's very obvious to the audience. The audience, listen, I have seen some busted old drag queens on stage, you know, over 50 years old trying to do a Britney Spears song. I mean, come on. I mean, that's come on, queen. Let's be real here. Okay. I mean, no.
Right.
No. And you have to embrace your size, who you are. And that's why I love people like Lady Bunny and Latrice Royale and you know, these want Delta work, these bigger girls, older girls who just embrace it and make it their own. I mean, they really roll with it. That's why I get along so well with Mrs. Kasha Davis, and we've become such good friends. is because she doesn't pretend to be something that she's not. She is an international celebrity housewife. I mean, that's not just a shtick. That's who she is. And she's embraced that. And that's why she's so successful and is touring so much. I mean, it's insane what she's been doing.
And you have to introduce me to her.
I will. Well,
love
I can
her.
Now. I can announce now that we're bringing them back to the Starlight Room in Elmira on June 3rd and 4th, two shows this time. We sold out in 72 hours. We've never had an event in our area that has sold out in 72 hours. And we're going to bring them back in for two shows, two totally different shows. It's a Friday night and a Saturday night. Tickets are $20. You can get them by calling the Starlight Room in Elmira. You can check their Facebook page. We had to. I mean, we could not bring them back. The demand for entertainment like that, because there's nothing around here anymore.
Right.
And I think that's a big issue in small town America. Gay bars don't exist anymore. I mean, they're dead. You know, it's
right.
Now so socially acceptable to be gay that they've just destroyed the gay bar. And let's face it, Grindr and Daddy Hunt and Scruff and Growler and Hornet and all those apps didn't help either.
Well, no, because it's easier to order in.
You got your mic. If you can get dick in your pajamas on the couch, why do you have to get all dressed up and go out? I mean, let's be real.
And we're losing that, though, because, two of the things that I've been railing about online is, number one, the young drag queens that can go out and get a knockoff designer dress and look pretty and fishy, and that's all they can do, you're not a fucking drag queen. Sorry.
No, you're not. You're not, and it's not.
Bust your chops on it. Heclina was just on Hey Queen, which this weekend, Mrs. Castle Davis is the guest
on
Hey Queen with Johnny McGovern and Lady Red Couture on YouTube. But she was talking about it, too. You know, we're losing the whole art of drag just because these pretty little queens think that they can stroll out onto a stage, stand there, look pretty, and collect $1 bills.
And that's exactly right. And I've got some girls that work with me that are beyond gorgeous. But you know what? They're not just pretty. The effort that they put in to the personas
right.
that they've created excel yep. them to such a higher level, you know? And like people, you know, my friend Dusty Box, you know Dusty. Gorgeous.
Oh, I love Dusty.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yep.
But you know what? The creativity that comes out of that girl, you know, is unreal. And that's what a lot of these, and that's why I think, you know, say what you want about RuPaul. I mean, yes, she's got a reputation behind her. Whatever. I worked with Ru years and years and years ago at Cornell University and got to meet her and share the stage with her. Say what you want about her. If it had not been for her, drag would not be as relevant as it is right now, because
right.
she forced RuPaul's Drag Race into the mainstream. And now, you know, when 40-year-old straight women come to me in the grocery store and say, "I saw you at the benefit. I didn't know if I could talk to you or not, but you were wonderful." And I watched that Drag Race show. My husband watches it now too. That's saying something. That's pretty amazing. And you know, we owe all that to Ru. I mean, but that show puts people like this season, Acid Betty and Thorgy Thor and Bob the Drag Queen and all these, you know, Kim Chi, all these wonderful drag queens that don't just look pretty, but really go all out and show you what drag and Club Kid and, you know, Paris is Burning, all that stuff, what that's about, you know?
Exactly. And that's why I've had my pluses and minuses with RuPaul and Drag Race. And
sure.
You know, but as far as exposure and getting stuff out there, absolutely positively. And I do like the fact that he is bringing not just the pretty. You know, we had that one season of just pretties, and
yeah.
and it's like, no, I don't want this, because there's no act there, there's no personality
exactly.
there. You know, I mean, even Courtney Act, gorgeous, gorgeous queen, but an incredible performer.
Yeah, she had something else to bring to the table, which was nice, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. So would you ever try out for RuPaul's Drag Race?
You know what's funny? I have never, ever done a video for Drag Race. And every year I make up an excuse why I'm not going to do it. You know, I never thought it was for me. That style of drag was never for me. And I decided that this year is going to be the year. I'm going to do my first video ever. And just to say that I did. You know, I don't have any expectations for it. But
good.
Just to say that I did, I'm going to throw a video in just to see what happens.
Good. You should. You really,
yeah,
really should. It's a why not, and the thing is don't leave. The only regrets you're ever going to have, and I'm much, much older than you are, and I'll admit it, are the things that you didn't do. You're never
exactly
going to regret
right.
anything that you tried and failed or tried and didn't do it or whatever. But as long as you put yourself out there, I mean, hell, I'm sitting here on a fucking radio channel. You know, I was
exactly.
supposed to be just a 2-minute caller with a quick joke and in and out. And now I've become an internationally known pornographer and radio show host.
Well, that's, you know, it's funny. I was sitting after the show that we did with Kasha Davis and Darian and Maggie. We went to Denny's together because, you know, that's the cultural mecca here in the town that I live mm-hmm. in. We sat at the Denny's together and just listening to Darian tell the story about how she auditioned and listening to Kasha's story about how she auditioned, Aggie's auditioned several times. I realized, you know what, these three and Aggie, you know, let me just say this. Aggie Dune may have not made it on RuPaul's Drag Race, but you would have thought she had. Because she's touring all over the place with these girls. Their show, We Three Queens, Chicago, I mean, they're Big Wigs, their two-woman show that they do, Aggie and Darian, is going to be at the Laurie Beachman Theater on March 31st in New York. I mean, it's unreal what they've been able to do. But listening to that story, I looked at these three girls and I thought, you know what, these are three performers that I've known about for years, seen perform in Rochester and in Elmira and in Syracuse for years. They all made it. Why can't I? Why can't somebody like me represent our little town? Because people don't realize it, but we have so much talent and energy in the Rochester, Syracuse, Elmira, Binghamton area, all these amazing performers in upstate New York that nobody really realizes exist. And I mean, I would put us up against just about anybody.
And the thing is they keep ending up on RuPaul's Drag Race. We've got Pandora Box,
exactly
Darian,
right.
like Mrs. Costa Davis, all from the same area, you know?
That's exactly right.
The other thing is, because I live in the Rochester area, I'm just miles, I used to work in Rochester. We get the first run when a show leaves Broadway. It comes here. The road tour starts here in Rochester at the
exactly.
Eastman Theater. You know, I mean, the culture up here is wonderful, but no, it's you know, you need to do more drag up here in the city. I love the fact that you're doing it down there. But
it's a little bit of a different world sometimes, you know,
yeah.
up there. But you know, I'm working on it. I'm you know, that's what the photo shoot was for the other day, and I'm getting my. I just did about walked away from drag for a while, but I got pulled back in. You know, we do these benefits once a month at the Starlight Room in Elmira, and this is how incredible drag has become in this area. Our little group of performers last year alone raised $40,000 for local charities.
Wow,
$40,000 at drag shows. We just had a drag show for an animal shelter, a local no-kill in our area that encompasses part of upstate New York and northeastern Pennsylvania. And we raised $6,000 in 3 hours.
And the thing is people out there, this is really, and I'm not even being mean by saying, this is like really nowhere New York State.
No, it really is. It really is.
It's
we're in
economically
between Ithaca
depressed.
And Binghamton and Syracuse.
Yep.
It's very economically depressed.
Yep. It's in the middle of nowhere and in the middle of two big cities that are kind of somewhere, but without the college in Syracuse, again, that would be nothing. And
mm-hmm.
so that is incredible to raise that kind of money locally, throwing on
a
couple of fucking wigs. You know,
that's
I mean,
exactly
seriously.
Right. And every time we bring in, and every time we bring in a bigger act, I've worked with Lady Bunny several times in this area, and I've gotten to know her quite well. She just always sits back and watches the performers, and it's always just nice to hear how impressed she is with the local talent. And I got that same feeling from Kasha, Agnew, Darian as well. And that just goes to show. And if anybody's out there listening, that if you're from a small town, you do drag in a small town gay bar, you can make it. Just keep putting yourself out there. You're your own biggest promoter. I mean, don't depend on anybody else to do it for you. Do it for yourself. Put yourself out there because you can make it big. You can do important things. And, you know, the only thing I've ever wanted out of life was to be a star. And if I never make it on RuPaul's Drag Race, that's fine. If I never make it big, that's fine. Because around here, I am a star. And these wonderful people have made me feel that way. And I'm content with that. I want more, but I'm content with that, you know?
Well, you're a star to me. And you are an absolute star to me. I've loved you from day one, moment one.
Oh,
and I will.
So sweet.
I will kick your ass when you need it, and I'll kick anybody else's ass that tries to get on top of it. Yeah, but we're running out of time. But I'm going to have you back because I want you to get some of your shit together in your head, what you would like to talk about as far as maybe getting healthier, because I know you just took a huge journey into turning your health around. And I want to talk to you about that, because it's great when people know that it can happen, you know,
it can,
and
anybody can get healthier. No matter how bad if you think it is, you can do it. You can do it.
Absolutely. Well, Frankie, my queen, I thank you so much for calling in. I adore you, and we will be chatting later on. And we will be talking to you here on Super Gay Radio very, very soon.
Yes, we will. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Paul. Love you. Mwah.
Mwah.
Thanks, Frank. We're going to take a real quick
thank
break, and we'll be right back with more with Paul and Mass. If the button plays, I'm pressing it.
Hey, everybody, it's Garrett Miller. Check out my brand new album, Blonde Jesus, voted number one rock electronica, and the hit single, Gay Wedding.
It's a nice day for a gay wedding.
Buy your copy today at GarrettMiller.com.
There's the little shameless plug of the day. Hey, I've got some more shameless plugs I want to plug for folks that are out there in the world today. Paul, real quick. We need to talk about all the radio shows that we love and adore in just a moment. But I want to let everybody know the Rated G's. Well, because it's, you know, that's the main platform, so I had to call it something. The Rated G Radio Swag Bag Superstars are back. And you say, what the heck is that? I've never heard of that before. Well, we've done the show for 4 years on the main network, and over that time, we've had some great artists, from authors, number one best-selling authors. We've had Tony Award winners, Emmy winners, Grammy winners, and they've had CDs, movies, and books that are out and purchasable on Amazon. And now we've created one place that you can go and get all of these fantastic items in one safe, secure place. It's on Amazon, but we've created a Superstar Swag page that's on the show page today. And if you just go click here to order the music, books, and movies you've heard about on the show and from the artists themselves, it's going to take you to Amazon's page for Rated G Radio, and you can order any of the books and stuff right there directly from Amazon.
Like, say, Delusions of Grandeur by Chris Ando, where Paul and Mass is mentioned on page 473, second paragraph. You can find that there?
You can totally find that.
Excellent.
Now, here's the deal. I'm going to give you the very short version, because we talked about this the other day on the show. But the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag page originally came up this past summer, and then Amazon gives you a green light, and then all of a sudden they said, oh, it didn't do something, it didn't cross an I the right way or dot the T, and you know that's wrong, but anyhow, they took it down. So then they said, start over from scratch. It's not just fix the problem, it's start over from scratch. So I started over from scratch, created a second time, got the big green light, thought it was great. That ran for a couple of months, and then they finally said, oh, it didn't cross the T and dot the I the right way again, so take it down and start over from scratch. So this third time, I recreated it back this past, I don't know, November, December, and I just kind of let it sit there waiting until, because there's nobody you can call or check with at Amazon to make sure that everything is official and right. And right. So I said, I'm just going to wait until I hear something from Amazon, because I'm not spending 3 hours putting this thing together again with them to, you know, just blow it up. It'd be one thing if you just can fix the problem, but if they just say, start over, it's that's the one fault I will give Amazon a big F on, is that they don't make that part easy. However, they came back and says, okay, it's fine. We're waiting for more orders to come through. And I was like, well, that's because I'm not wasting my time with this until you tell me to go ahead. So now we've got the go ahead from Amazon. So I've got 2 years of singers, musicians, books, movies, that type of stuff in here. I'm going to dig out the old calendars for the first 2 years. I'll be adding those guests in. One thing that I really love about this format for the swag is that if we have a guest that's on the show and they've got a book, CD, movie, whatever is up in the respective category, because there's only three. I didn't put in housewares or things like that. We probably could. So I may have some, you know, super gay swag or something like that down the road. But if they are on the show that night, and for example, they're the only author for the week, they'll have the top rated book of the week in that particular category. So you don't need to go searching, you know, 75 pages of books to go find that particular guest. So that is really cool as well. And we can help kind of move some merch, because a lot of the things that we're talking about here and the radio shows we're going to talk about next are, you know, independent authors, independent artists in whatever capacity that is. And if we can shine some light on that and help move some merch, I'm a big fan of doing that. So the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag is back, and it'll be promoted heavily on the show page and also on the banners that are going across for the program. So if you need a little reminder, just, you know, look at your computer and, you know, go shop. I always say buy 10 copies of whatever. You can always buy one for yourself and then nine as gifts, you know, throughout the holidays and birthdays that you have throughout the course of the year. So that's my little, my pitch to go support the people that are on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's all supporting us and it's supporting individuals doing something out there for you. And I've always been a big fan of that. And for me personally, I have never recommended anything that I don't honest to God really like. I honestly use and love boy butter. I absolutely listen to Rated G Radio with Garrett Miller on Blog Talk Radio and have for years.
Years. Thank you, Paul. Yeah.
You know,
you were actually an early early guest, an early contributor, an early listener, all of that. I really want to thank you for that, because it's, you know, you know the feedback from people like yourself and, you know, everybody who listens to the show, the millions and millions and millions. That's why we do this, because, you know, otherwise I'd still be probably sleeping or being on the elliptical right now.
Well, that's it. It's fun, and
it's totally fun.
I've always got an opinion.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to generally be drawn towards the people who can take my opinion, and because I have no problem with somebody telling me, you know, shut the fuck up, it's not your show, it's, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Great. I'm just letting you know from this end of it, from the other side of the microphone, this is what I'm hearing, and I like this and I don't like that, but because not everybody tells you that, you know.
Right. You don't need a lot of yes people, you know, because there are, and I will tell you, you've been quite honest with me. You said, Garrett, this totally works and this is great, and boy, that really sucks. I'm telling you, don't do that again, because that is horrible. And I've listened.
Yeah, I mean, just a little retool, because the thing is, I've got a lot of ideas in my head that sound fantastic because they're mine.
Right.
And other people are like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, so
right, yeah.
I assume everybody's like me. But I'm just going to...
One could only aspire.
Can you imagine? No, there can only be one me. You know, I've had people
that
say, oh, I want to be you when I grow up. It's like, yeah, only if I'm dead. but no, I'm going to say, as far as like other shows, this is what Paul listens to during the week.
Okay.
I listen to Rated G Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Granted, I do listen to the rebroadcast, or I get the archive in the morning. Because
95% of the people that listen to the show listen when it's convenient for them. I don't care when you listen. It's like Derek and Romaine. We'll plug them in just a second. But I love the fact that, because I can't listen between 2 and 4 my time 99% of the time. So I click on it after the show when I'm working on other stuff. And I was like, oh, my friends are keeping me company tonight.
That's my
I love when you listen whenever.
Yeah, that's my other go-to, and most of the time, because they're 5 to 7 here, I will get the part of the show live and then download the rest of it or whatever. Scott Fullerton with his Left of Straight on YouTube.
What a fun guy he is.
And on Blog Talk, Mondays he's on UBN, and then Tuesday, Thursday he's on Blog Talk. That I really, really enjoy. I listen to quite a bit on UBN, the Dellen Emerson Show on Wednesdays, the Nooner with Alec Mappa, Calpurnia Adams, and Rachel True is on 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock East. I never, ever miss that. It is just an absolute riot for an hour, whether they have guests or not. They just had Jackie Beat on. Lady Bunny was there. And it's just a lot of fun. And I really, because I'm missing my channel and the fun talk, and I'm just finding other places to get it. That's, you know.
Are you surprised? Because I'm kind of surprised that, you know, as much as we relied upon SiriusXM to provide us the OutQ channel and give us hours of entertainment, I think maybe we got a little lazy thinking there were other options out there for us to entertain.
Oh, absolutely. I was absolutely lazy. I mean, it was, I could turn it on and leave it there and change it. And the thing is, I'm not somebody, you know, we did not cancel our subscription. Because
me neither. I still have it.
We didn't just listen to OutQ, you know. Yeah. I mean, I listen to a plethora of other stations, and when we take our trips to Maine and Canada and things like that, it's nice not having to, you know, try and search through for terrestrial radio and all that shit. And because we don't have a lot of MP3s and stuff, like, I don't know. I'm old. Jesus, I'm old. Just what? You know, I want to turn my radio on and go.
Right.
So no, because, and I'm going to keep saying that I'm old because I'm 52. I'm going to be 53 this year, you know, and
oh my God, absolutely you're a relic.
No, I am. But the thing is there's no reason in today's gay society that we should maintain this fucking ageism bullshit. Those of us over 45 should be fucking lucky we're alive. If you had sex in the 80s and you're still here, God fucking bless you. Whatever fucking God you want to have, bless you. You know what I mean? It's like I've really started to look at life that way. I was scared shitless to turn 50. You know, I remember being scared shitless to turn 45, turn 40. It's like, no. Oh, my God. When I look back at all of the people that I lost between 1980 and 1994, I'm fucking lucky to be here. Yes, I'm going to be 53. And you know what? I carry it pretty well. I look around at some of these other 53-year-olds and say, Jesus, Grandpa, get a walker. See, and there's my ageism right there. But that's okay.
There you go. I don't know. I think we could talk about age all day long. And I, you know, one of the things that I'm always trying to do is turn back the clock. I mean, you, Paul, you and I have talked about that offline countless times. And boy, I really struggle because, I mean, no offense to anybody who's as old as Paul or I am, but you know, most of them don't do it well. And unless you're in like West Hollywood or someplace like that, where if you've got, you know, 3% body fat or more, you know, you're a fat cow, you know, I look kind of okay for my age, and I'm really okay with that, but I'm still, you know, trying to lose another 5 pounds. I'm still trying to, you know, figure out how to bleach my hair better. I'm still trying to figure out how to dye my beard once a week and, you know, do all the crazy things that, you know, keep me from turning into, you know, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
But Garrett, you're hot. You really are. And you always have been. You take
care
of yourself.
Bless you, my child. I do mean that. But it's, you know, if I didn't do any of the stuff that I do, you'd have a completely different viewpoint. And I can guarantee that.
No, but you take care of yourself. But the main thing is, and this for me is across
the
board.
By the way, a big shout out to Tim Bennett. We want to say hi to Tim. Tim and John are listening in today.
Are they? Oh, I hope they come back with something. I miss them so
We're
much.
Desperate for focus group radio. So, you know, Tim, if
absolutely.
You guys want to call in one week, we do a focus group radio segment or something. We'd love to have you.
And I will say that if focus group radio happens to come back on the air on a Saturday, I will either move the show to Sunday or to later because I will not be missing focus group radio live.
Focus group radio is like, that's must listen radio because, you know, even when I was doing my cardio at 8 o'clock, I'd make a point, okay, shut the music off. We're turning on Tim and John on focus group radio and we're going to listen for the next 2 hours because it's always a great show. They had such a great dynamic together.
And another two guys who aren't twinks by any stretch of the imagination, who I've met personally, who look fantastic, but they take care of themselves.
We relate to them. Do you think we like the show so much because we get it? We we're like their Sally Field fan club or something. You know, we get them. We really, really get them.
It's that, but it's also like I've met one accountant in my life who wasn't boring. And he absolutely fascinated me. And I think that's what focus group radio ended up being for me when I first started listening to it.
We've got a guest caller, Paul. I don't even know who this is. So I think we should take the call. We're going to just throw a caution to the wind. 609, you're on the air with Paul and Mass.
You two taking our time slot.
Oh my God!
Hey, Piper, this is Tim from the formerly from the Focus Group on LQ, and listening to you guys, it sounds great. It's been a great show today, so congratulations.
So, what are you guys doing? When are you coming back? Can you give us any dirt?
You know, we were going to post something. We actually have a couple of things, not ready to announce something, but it looks like hopefully within a couple of weeks we'll be back on the air. We're just not sure exactly where that will be yet.
Okay. Well, we can do anything
but
to help support you or promote you. We want to do it.
We appreciate all the support from you guys. We've been very, very humbled by the amount of support we had. And OutQ meant, I mentioned this to Paul a while back, that I miss OutQ a lot. I listen to it all day long. So shows like Frank and Doria were a big part of my day.
Yeah.
So it's a big void. But good job, Garrett. I know you've been doing this for a number of years, and Paul, you've been a big part and big supporter of everything that the other LGBT media is doing. So thank you for all that.
Thank you.
We want you back. So hurry up and get on the air so we have something else to listen to.
Don't move. I can't hear you.
Very good. Tim, have a great weekend.
Yeah, I know you guys are going to wrap up, but I just wanted to let you know that we're out there. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Tim. Have a great weekend. Thanks
again.
Bye-bye.
Sorry about that.
You too.
All right, I'm back. Okay, Tim.
Where did you go?
Say,
we had our VIP guest here.
I know I lost my thing.
You lose your thing 5 minutes before the show ends?
Something popped. I know, something popped. I was going to text Tim later just to let him know that Peter in Maine is going to be
at
the French
show. What am I
going to
do with you?
Show tonight.
What am I going to do with you
in Boston? I know it's awful. So
we got about 3 minutes left. So are there folks out there you want to say hello to, or words of wisdom for the week? We get any Paul's gems?
Oh, I have, yes. Okay, on the Tumblr, I have posted a Dick's Flying. It is, you'll see the video. That'll be popping up about 12:30. There's also, it's called Penis Flipping. It was you'll see. It's a bunch of guys dancing around, flinging their cocks around. It's wonderful.
Let's stop there. Why do we think that this is exciting stuff to watch? Because it's just because it's somebody's dick is swinging around and I've got to watch that. Why are we
really
so fascinated by that?
Actually, it's a really good dance, and it's a performance.
For me, it was
done over in Rome, and it's what can happen when a culture isn't so fucking puritanical. You can have fun on stage and laugh about it. Nobody's like mortified.
Okay. Do you also like that hot, or not the hot oil wrestling, but the greased oil wrestling over, it's in Europe someplace.
Yes, that's Turkish.
That is the wildest thing. It is insane crazy.
And I could watch that all afternoon, just these hot guys that are completely oiled up, and the whole the way you win is you've got to get your hand down the guy's shorts and pin him down, groin down to the ground. That's the only pin that counts as points. They're all heterosexual, you know.
Right. So it's like, you know, it's the ridiculousness of that. I mean, so where did that come from? We need to find the people who put that event on and have them on.
Sexual frustration in the old days, I think.
Okay.
You know, and it was probably sailors. I bet it was sailors. You know, they're out at sea. There's nothing to do. Oh, we got some olive oil. Why don't we just dump ourselves in olive oil and wrestle?
And we'll do that.
Yeah, and ta-da.
So, Paul, I want to do a real quick recap of what's happening next week. Monday we have Annie Ulrich. She is coming on to do the March Energy Update. She's also a psychic tea leaf reader and dream interpreter. She'll take your calls. On Tuesday, we have the author of Burning Man, Solange Ritchie. Wednesday, we have Jill Duca out of the UK at the special 9 a.m. start time Pacific time, talking about her love and relationship book. On Thursdays, rated LGBT radio, Rob Watson and I are going to welcome Wendy Michael. She's the co-star and writer of My Sister Is So Gay.
And then next Friday, we've got Richard Halpern coming on to talk about an event he's got coming up here in Hollywood on the 20th of March. And that is going to be next week. Paul, we are out of time. Thank you, my friend. We will see you live next Saturday or hang out Monday night, too, if you dare.
Bye, doll.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.